Where lo nitzra is a tam ki ikar. Those are the famous two words found in the next to the last line of the Gemara Tzadiches and the Beis, which spawns an entire Tosaf, which goes over to the next Amud. And there is an opinion, I'm going to try to go in a particular order. The superior formulation, what we're about to say now, is not found in the Tosaf itself, but it's found in the Rush, where the Rush uses the expression of Heter Nepach Lios Iser. That's what I want to begin talking about. A critical Chiddush in Pshat and Tam Ki Ikar, which the Rush says explicitly, and attributes this Chiddush Gadol to none other than the Rabbeinu Tam. Where the Tam says that Heter Nepach Lios Iser. What does that mean, Heter Nepach Lios Iser? That means that if there's a person had a certain amount of tarfas, and they mix it in with a larger amount of kosher food, but it still tastes non-kosher. So we say that the entire food, everything, has become non-kosher to the extent that if a person eats a kazayas of the entire mixture, by definition, he's not having a kazayas of the tarfas. If you want to look and see, it's on page Kuf Nun Zayin in our print in the New Gemaras, line 2, column 1. Stop. Full stop. So the Chazara begins with what we'll call the maximalist position. You always start on top, right? The maximalist position of Tam Ki, which is Rabbeinu Tam, and he passes this way, and therefore comes out a tremendous chumrah. A little bit of tarfas gets mixed into a lot of kashrus and it tastes treif. The entire food, the whole thing, all the kosher food is treif. So writes the Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Rabbeinu Tam had a grandfather, a very famous grandfather, that was Rashi. And paradoxically, Rashi agrees with his grandson. Rashi's in Pesachim Beferish that Rabbeinu Tam is shot in Tam Kikas, right? Only one problem. He passes Fakert. He passes Tam Ki Gus Rabbanan. Okay, so the grandfather and the grandson agree as to what exactly Tam Ki Iker means. Het the Nepach Lios Iser. He paskins Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanan. Okay, so those are they're identical fundamentally, the grandfather and the grandson. However, within the Rabbeinu Tam's camp, there were two others who had slightly different views. I guess the word slightly is perhaps a bad word, different views. And as a matter of fact, one of them is found explicitly here in the Rush, same at the bottom of the same column, Rabbeinu Chaim Zal, often referred to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Pirish the Ari Shapir, the Mimishen Ominam. What's the problem? The problem is there are two phrases which mean the same thing, as the Balamor put it. One is Tam Kiko, you find in Tanoim, one is Tam of Aloma Masho. You find in Amoroim, Rabbi Yochanan and Masechta Avodah Zarah. The two are equivalent. And now the problem is going to be, it says in the Gemara that the Tam of Uma Masho, Kazat Vechilas Pras is Lokin, Tam of Loma Masho is Eno Lokin. This presents a great problem for the Rabbi Natan. Tremendous problem. For the Kohen Rabbi Natan, you always get Malchus. Because that's when the Tarubis. That's a major problem. Of course, Rashi has no problem. Rashi just says, I agree with my grandson, but we don't pass it that way. So Rabbeinu Tam is right in principle. If Tam Ki Iker is the right, he passes to Rabbanan. So we understand very well, according to Rashi, why Tamo Veloma Masho is Asur V'Ein Lokanav. To the contrary, the problem is going to be why Tamo Mamasho is Lokanav. So the Mefarshim explained according to Rashi, it depends what exactly happened when the two things got mixed up together. So if Tamo Veloma Masho and what they call Nivlal, it's all completely blended and together, then we say that ain lokan olav. But tamo umamasho means it's mixed together, so you can't tell one from the other. It's not nikar iser, but it's not nivlal either. Then that's called tamo umamasho and lokan olav b'chadechi das pras, the same as you would if they weren't mixed together. Same thing. It's a, we call it a standoff. a standoff, and you ate treif kadei achilas pras, even though you mixed, add some kosher mix in between, and therefore you would get malchus. This is how Rashi easily gets out of the Rav Yochanan, that he passes the test there. Rabbanan, Rabbein Latam is in trouble. Everyone follow me? He's in trouble. How did he get out of this trouble? So here it splits a number of ways. Again, all Rabbein Latam's camp. Rabbein Latam himself says the Chiddush Nifla, that the Gemara says Tamo, this, Tamo, that. It's Min Bemino. That itself is already a whopper Chiddush. Min Bemino. The simple read, we also understand that Tamo means it's Min Bezhen Amino. Right? So, okay, a whopper Chiddush. But once he had the whopper Chiddush, he is stuck. Shoes on the other foot. Then why is it that Tamo Uma Masho owes us a Velokan? Although we all know that Min Bemino is Batal Barov. He passed against Rabbi Yehuda. So now he's stuck the other direction. How do you get out of the other direction? So here there are two ways. I mean, the Tam's own way is Nika Ha'isim. That's what we have in our Tosis. Nika Ha'isim. This is considered to be a little bit of a difficult pshat. So Rabbi Natam and Tam named Rabbi Shimshon, the Rash Mishans, who wrote his parish on the Mishnayis in Tavul Yom. He has a different way out to save the Rebbe, if you will, from this problem. What's that? A very big Chiddush. And if you think about it, it's not a Chiddush in Hilchos Tam Kikur as such. Because they have to call him by the time, there's no time. It's talking about Min Bemino. It's a Chiddush and Bittul of Min Bemino. We always assume Min Bemino is Batal Berov. Shalom, done. Right? That's what Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda holds B'mashu, he passes Berov. Well, it's not as simple as a Mitziyot. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, it's like this. Min Bemino, even though it's Min Bemino, there's no taste, if it's a Kezayas, Bechdei Achilas Fras, it's also Velokan Olof. With such a ratio, it's not bottom. That's a ratio of so much, even though it's Min Bemino, we say Min Bemino is Batal Barov. Not in this case. I says Beferish in the Gemara, Min Bemino is Batal Barov. Well, it depends. Again, if it's Nivlal, all mixed in, blended in together, it's Batal Barov. But if it's a case where it's not Nivlal, not Nikar, we say, if it's Kazayas Vechilas Pras, then even it's Min Bemino, it's not Batal Barov. So, according to the Rash, like Rashi, I mean, just to remember it better, they both have this distinction between Nivla and not Nivla in two different cases. According to the Rash, talking about Min Bemino, according to the Rash, talking about Min Bishen Amino, but they have the same concept which exists according to both of them. Okay, fine. But there's another way. Rabbi Natam had a contemporary, quotes him in Sefer Yosher, names of Yosef Meolins. When you go back to Tosus, Sadi Tes Amin Aleph, on the third line of Amin Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Meolins, Hoy Meforesh Afagav, the Tam Kikas Doraisa, Lo Loki Atam, Afilish Lo Bemino, Rabbi Yochanan, etc. So what is he saying? He's going to again save the Rebbe. The Rebbe Rabbi Natam said, Tam Kikas Doraisa. Runs into a major problem. How do you get out of that problem? Rabbi Natam says, Min Bemino. Yeah, what do you do with Logan's? Nika Reason. The Rash says, Min Bemino, like the Rebbe. Oh boy, how do you get around? If that's me compressed Logan, such a great amount, and it's not Nivlo, so we say it's not Bada Baruch. And he, the Remuel, and Rashi said, you don't pass. And the Remuel leads is the final way. It's very good. Rabbeinu Tam, you're right. Tam ki ikar is Doraisa. But the Gemara can still be referring to Min B'Shein Amino. And even though it's Doraisa, you don't get Malchus. Tam v'lam ha-mashu is also mid Doraisa, based on Pesukim, but the Pesukim are only an essay, etc. And therefore there's no Malchus. So the Rimi Olins keeps Rabbeinu Tam. Bechol tokfo, right? Except one thing, no Malchus. Now, since we don't get Malchus nowadays, so it doesn't matter that much for us. But keep that in mind. That's what he says. Rabbi Meir Olin will have to agree. We may remember Rabbi Kivegas Kashin, Zvacha Mayan Ches. It's before the Gemara that in these kinds of cases there would be Malchus. So the Achronim say that the answer to Rabbi Kivegas Kashin is no. If it's a case with his Tama Uma Masho, then the Rimei Elinzer will agree that there's Malkus. So what are you not going to Malkus on? The Rebbe's Chiddush. What was the Rebbe's Chiddush? Het the Nebach Leo Sissa. That's the big Chiddush of Rebbe Natan. That is his major Chiddush. Het the Nebach Leo Sissa. And all these people go along. Rashi was the first one. He said it first. He says, it's true. If Taki Het the Nebach, we don't pass in that way. Rebbe Natan says we do pass in that way. We do it in Gemara, then the Mina. The Rash follows suit. A different twist, how to get out of the problem of us of a local of the time of Amash. One says it's Nikar, one says it's not Nikar, but it's not Nivlo, etc., etc. Okay? Fine. Rabbi Chaim, how do you get out of the problem? Very simple. When Chaim said, the Gemara is my vart. If it's Klaas Mechilas Pras, then, as we saw in the Rush, did we read it or never read it? Forget myself. Rabbi Nachaim has the following Nakuda. If it's Kazaz Lechilas Pras, then he agrees that the Rebbe Rabbi Natam had the Nebuch Leozissa. Again, Rabbi Nachaim's Alpirish, the Irish Shabbat Rabbi Shemino, the time of Mamasho, Korbech Shesh Kazaz Lechilas Pras, us having Mamasho Shalisser, Kem Shikol Kach Mene Isser, Shibatoch Achilas Pras, Ocha Kazaz, Nasa Kulam Isser. He agrees with the Rebbe Rabbi Natam. Even Kazaz, the whole thing is Loka. That's that he agrees, Rabbi Natan. But lo mamasho, less naskiyas pras, even though it's tam, ain lokan olav. Ay, tam ki igor? No. Lo achmira Torah b'nesin as tam shal iser, beheta lahop kol iser, sheheta kol kach yosef ala iser, shem hoyo iser be'en, v'nikar tocha heter, lo nesin as tam, lo yalok olav. More than naskiyas pras. What in the world does that mean? So, we don't know what it means yet, but that's what he says. We're still messing with the facts. We haven't given ahead in his bearing yet. The facts. What's the simple fact? Rabbi Natan said, Het Nebuch Leosis. Who agrees with him? Rashi. Who agrees with him? The Rash. Who agrees with him? Rimei Olins. Who agrees with him? Rabbi Nachai. They all agree. There's a case where Het Nebuch Leosis. We're going to see later. Others disagree. He said, well, that's crazy. That's what they call Het Nebuch Leosis. We don't pass it that way. But Rabbi Natan said it, and he had four others in his camp. How you take care of the Gemara in Masecht Avodah Zarah? Tama v'lo mamasho, osu v'ein lokan olav. Tama v'lo mamasho, kizechis pras, osu v'ein lokan olav. That splits in, I guess, five different ways. There are five ways to handle it. Rashi says the Gemara is holds the tam kikas derabanan. Fine. The others all say no. We pass the tam kikas derabanan. So what do you do with the Gemara? So once again, the Rabbi Natan's fundamental approach is that it's mid b'mino. What do you do with tamo umamasha osu v'lokan olav? Either you say it's nikar, Rabbi Natan himself said that, or the Rash said that if it's not nikar but not nivlo, so then we say no mid b'mino, it's osu v'lokan olav. Okay, it's Rabbi Nashimshon Achidish. Rabbi Nachaim says, no, this Gemara proves my point. If it's Kazaz Vechilas Pras, then the Rebbe's right. Het Nebuch Leosisim. But less than that, we do not apply the principle of Het Nebuch Leosisim. Why? We don't know yet. And Rimei Orlin says, the Rebbe is right, but there's no Malkus. There's no Malkus. So therefore, Tam Kikar, Tam Lama Moshe, there's no Malkus. Osir Vein Lokan Olav. It's also the right saying Lokan Olav. Tam Uma Moshe, the Rimei Orlin concedes that there would be Malkus, because it's what we call a standoff. He had enough of the Yisr, and now he has to agree to because the month's Vachim proves it has to be that way. Can't be Kibbeh's Kash. Ad Khan just reviewed Rabbi Natan Shita with Rabbi Natan himself and four other ways to explain the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, assuming that Tam Kikas are right to head the Nebuch Leosis. Yes?
Can you clarify quickly just the distinction between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi
Shimshon? Sure. Quote, Rabbi Shimshon is a Tam, a loyal Tam Rabbi Natan. The Rebbe's right. Finished. Head the Nebuch Leosis all the time. What do the Gemara? The Rebbe got out of it. Nindamino. But then the Rebbe got stuck. What do you do with Tamo Umamasho Osu Velok and Olav if it's Nindamino, it's Batal Berov? So the Rabbi Natan himself said, Nikar Yisra. Okay. Nikar Yisra, okay. But that's not the Pashim Shad. So Rabbi Nashimshon said, Achidish Nifla, that if you have a case of Nindamino with Rov is Mutter, And we always assume that Rav is mutter, it's het the gamma. We pass against Rav Yehuda, het the gamma. So Rav Ben Shimon says, not so fast. Not so fast. It's going to be a case of min b'mino. The Rav is mutter, and it's still going to be asim b'daraisa. So it said the Rash in the Sefer Tzvuyom, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Asim b'daraisa. What ratio? Kezaz echilas pras. I'm a fair shikamar, mim is batal b'rov. That's a nivel. Here it's not nivel. That's what got out of it. Rashi himself is a distinction between nivel and not nivel. The fishi tasol. The Rashi's tam kikir is de rabbana. Tam v'lo mamasho, therefore, is nivla. Okay? But if it's low nivla, not nikir, that's tam v'uma mamasho. That's loka mechadei achilas pras. Adka. So we covered the first part of the Es Chazara. It's work with an assumption. Heta nepach liyot yisa. When you see those words in the rush from the Rabbi Natan, a bombshell chiddush, which others think is too much. They can't believe it. Rabbi Natan said it. Again, Rashi said it. Rabbi Shimshon said it. Rabbi Olin said it. Rabbi Nochaim said it. But they all said it in slightly different ways. And the how should we say it? The text upon which it's all based is that Gemara Masecht Avodah Zarah, which Tosas quotes over here. You should see it inside. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. Tosas inside over here quotes this Gemara. Take a look over here. Tosas quotes the Gemara, the last three lines of Tzadik Chesed and Beis. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Tam Avalam Amasho, Osa Ben Lo Ben Olof. Okay? That's the Gemara that he quotes. Fine. That's what he says. Rabbi Natan was a bit of a dochak to get out of it. But the other half of the Gemara is, Tama Uma Masha also Vlogarov, what's that mean? Kadechi Litzpras. Rabbi Osei with me so far, this is Tosis, this is the Rush, this is what we saw. Those are the two sources we saw inside, with Tosis a little bit, the Rush a little bit, and the Rash, I told you where to find it, in Masechta Tzvul Yom. That's all. Rashi, I told you where to find it in Masechta Pesach. And this is Rashi here as well. Okay, so you got it straight? Any questions? Now we start part two. Before we get to any lumdus, it just doesn't set the facts. Part two is the camp which denies this whole premise. Hetan, that is a what? They call that Hetan et Starfius, which we don't pass on. It's unheard of. Hetan, it's just off the rails. Just forget about it. No chance. Not having a chance. So, who holds that way? So, I'd like to show you something in the text itself. An anonymous Odia Shloma. We didn't really focus on it too much last time around. The top of Tzadik Testament base. Since we're doing Chazar, I want to see inside. Odia Shloma. There's 2.5 lines. The Hassan, he's about a Zara, Irish Shaloba Mino. Top, Tosis, the top word, the first word. First word in Tosis, Amidal, what is it? Tzadik Testament. Top word in Tosis, Tzadik Testament. Odia Shloma. The Hassam Ari Rishalov Bemino against Rabbi Natan. The Hecha the Ika Kazaz Vechilas Pras correlate Tama Mamasha. The Hecha the Ika Kazaz Vechilas Pras correlate Tama Vloma Mamasha. Stop. Full stop. What is this? What does this mean? What does this mean? If you ask me what this means, is Tam Kika is the Oraisa. Yes, it is. Tam Kika is in fact the Oraisa. It's the Oraisa. What does Tom Kiker achieve? What does it achieve? Does it achieve Heta Nebach Liyos Yisra? Never. Not true. There's no such thing. Heta Nebach Liyos Yisra. So what happens? I call it a standoff. What Tom Kiker achieves is the Heta does not become Yisra, but the Yisra doesn't become Heta either. There's no Bittul. Standoff. What are you doing to standoff? Well, take out your calculator. Because you ate that much, it wasn't butter. If it's less than that ratio, then it's asur. Right? Presumably asur midoraisa, chatzi shir, right? But you don't get malchus. Finished. This is a simple, beautiful pshat. This basically, this Odia Shlomo, who's anonymous over here, is quoted in the name of different people. The Rashi quotes from the Ri. Tosis and Avodah Zarah quotes Rabbeinu Elio, and it's really comparable to what we called in the past Shirim, the Ravid. They called it the Ravid. Ravid is quoted by the Rashba over here in the Sugya. What do they say? Tam ki ikas daraisa. Okay. Tam ki ikas daraisa. Would there be Malkus? Presumably, no Malkus. Also, ve'ein lokan olaf. What does that mean? It means it was because, look, het is never nepach lios iser. On the other hand, the iser is not nepach lios heter. So you end up with a daraisa without Malkus. Hamo loma moshe. What happens? Kedei achilas pras. Then you ate enough of the kazayas mina iser. So you get Malkus. It's a very simple, elegant, and according to the Pre-Chodesh, most people hold that way. And he ends v'hochi naktina. The simplest shot of all. Yes.
In Rebbe's episode of the Odi Shalmer, why can't I understand like Rebbe Chaim Cohen?
Could. You could, but he didn't say Rebbe Chaim Cohen said. He never said the Nebuchadnezzar.
But he never said I ate a full shear.
Correct. You're right. If you want to interpret it like Rebbe Chaim Cohen, you could. That's what's good. So if you want, that's fine. I have no problem with that. So then we restrict ourselves to the Rashba. And the Rashba quotes this, Pashpat and Torah Sabbath, the name of the Re. That's why we often think that the Old Yeshlomish, the anonymous Torah is usually the Re. But I'm not going to argue the point. It's possible. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't add or subtract the Shita. The question is what the Shita holds like. Right? Very few words in the Shita. That's why the last time we didn't mention it, because we know which way it goes. It's too few words. So you're right. I can't prove it. Rabosai, with me so far? Okay. So far, we're working with this Mahalach. There's another Rishon who says exactly the same thing, but with one major change. And that's the Ran. The Ran says everything we said until now is true. Everything now is true? What does that mean? You have Issa gets mixed into Heter. It's a standoff. But he said, you know what? This has nothing to do with Tam Kiker. This is not the case of Tam Kiker. This is a standoff. Heter Nebuchadnezzar said he'd never heard of it. So it's a standoff. So what's Tam Kiker? So the Ran Tam Kiker, who with no mamashes, either they took away the mamashes shalisa or they never came out, only a plato. That's the machlokas where the Tam Kiker is the right of the Rabbanan. He happens to pass it, it's the Rabbanan. So what's going to happen is, according to the Ran, is that the Ravid is right, but not because the Ravid holds, not because we pass the Tam Kiker deraisa. The Ravid is right without Tam Kiker deraisa. The Ravid is right because this is not Tam, this is Mamashas. In a case of Tam Kiker, where there's no Mamashas whatsoever, that's a Machlekes. The assumption is the Ran divorces, to some extent, Tam Kiker from Tam Avala Mamasho, Tam Uma Mamasho, to some extent. This is what the Ran says, okay? So the Ran is another opinion. Fine.
So the Ran saying that Rashi, though?
I think the Ran himself holds that way. The Ran himself holds the Tam Kiker Rabbanan. That's the impression I got. That's the impression I received. We passed the Tam Kiker Rabbanan. I'm pretty sure he wasn't just saying Kuanta Rashi. He says the Tam Kiker is the Rabbanan. Tam Kiker is in the case where there's no Mamashis. Again, that's how I understood it. You look up the words and see if you think I'm right. And you look at Chiddush Iran, it's even a better source. That's a better source to see his own opinion. That's what I think.
The Beis Yosef says it explicitly without Rashi, you have to be close to Rashi.
One more time?
The Beis Yosef says it explicitly as a
Beis Yosef, I don't know what he says exactly, but...
according to Ran, though, he said the Ran is explaining Rashi. The Ran himself quotes Rashi.
I'm not opposed to Rashi. The Ran can hold exactly like Rashi.
The question is
whether the Ran is right in Rashi. Many people say Beis Yosef was wrong.
Right.
I don't want to get involved in Beis Yosef was wrong, so I try to avoid it.
Oh, so the Ran is in Ravina's time, though. He just has a change that Ravina's time is only right when it's no mamash.
No. I don't want to comment anymore. That's what you think Ran holds. But my quotation comes from the Prima Godem, who added to the five of the Pre-Chodesh, the six of the Ran, and I thought that was a very plausible read of the Ran. I'll repeat it again. You can argue. I have no problem. The way I read the Ran, that's how the Pre-Chodesh, Pre-Megodim read the Ran, that the Ran's personal opinion is, in opposition to others, that in a case The case, let's start the other way. Tam ki ikar means there's nothing about tam. What happened to the ikar? It never got there. It was just something just leaked out or was pulled out. That's tam ki ikar. It's an achlokas. Passes to the rabbanon. Fine. What about the other cases where there is something mixed in? So I understood the rant to hold like the Ravid, in effect. Now we said before that what the Pre-Chodesh calls the majority opinion. The old Rabbim, as he calls it, Hachin Akhtina, and that's the best fits with all the sugyas. What I call the standoff shah. Now, could be you're right, the Ran has his own opinion. We'll look again. Remember, I look at the Chidushi Ran. Maybe you're right. But that's what I'm calling the Ran, not me. Primogon calls the Ran. Okay, so much bigger than me. Fine. Good, so far, so good. We've done everything except for one. Who do we leave out? Oh, the Rambam. Oh, the Rambam. So, I brought the Rambam in because I want to read the words of the Rambam. So far, I didn't read too much because I would read the Ran inside, but it's going to get too long a little bit. If you have time at the end, I'll have to open up the Ran. You know what? Open the Ran now. Hope we have the Ran in front of us. First page, Kuf Gimel. Let's just read the summary. Nim Sacha Piska Shel Devar Rebbe Bittel Asurim. I'm just reading you the summation. So Min Bimino is Bottle Barof. That's easy. Next paragraph. In Min Shen Amino Kolhei Choshen Isarev Gufo V'yov Tama Afilu Be'elef Bot Osim Midoraisa. That's a very powerful line in the Ran. That's not, it's always with the rice, as opposed to the Issa Beheter, who said that less than 60, it's only the Rabbana. Right? Okay, fine. Quotes the Gemara. With the rice, Avada, it's all the rice. Fine. Okay, for us with the rice. If the Kedai's Mechiel's Pras, you get Malchus. No, and Ras, also with the rice, without Malchus. Okay. This is what he says. But what happens if it's Tama Valoma Masho? That's Tam Kiker. Rabbi Natam Rashi. I read Kosam, the Rashi's right. That's how the Prima, I think that's a reasonable read. The way the Prima got it read is the way I just read it. Okay. Does that mean they agree with me or disagree? Okay. Let's read the Rambam. Perek Tezvav, Hedukos Macholos Asurus. Right. Me the Iker, a Tam Kiker's Rabbanan. No. You hold like Maran. I can't argue. The question is, according to Rashi, the assumption was, again, read it again. One more time. But he says over here, look, let's read it again. I'll read it one more time. Okay. Does Rashi say that? Anywhere?
He's saying it.
I'm asking a question. Did Rashi ever say that? Lamais, did Rashi ever say it? No, but he said it. He says it. So that's what it's against Rashi. I might argue with Yosef Karo. But I read the Prima God and read it, and they say Rabbi Yosef Karo got it wrong. So no comment. Beyond that, no comment. If you got it right, so we took away one sheet. Fine, okay, I have no problem with that. Good. Rabbos and the Rambam. If you have a Rambam, you can open it up. Not just we'll say it about there. What did he say? You have chelev mixed with greasin, okay, some kind of beans, right? If there's no time of the chelev, it's mutter. Okay, everyone seems to agree with that. You taste chelev, it has my musho. Asurim and Atorim. No, Midirvei Sof. And he explains. What's my Moshe? This chelev, wasn't the chelev kazayas b'chol sholosh beitzim min atarovis. Okay, how much do you have to eat to get Malchus? The whole thing. You ate three kibetzim. Oh, within the three kibetzim, kazayas min atarovis, loka, shari tom, tam, yisuv, umam Moshe. Stop, full stop. Full stop. Get shari in the tam. Who said that the Nebuchadnezzar is Yisr, right? But it's also against Rashi, who, the way we understand Rashi, would say, it's all the Rabbanan. We're not going to Malchus. He takes a middle path, the Rambam. That's how the Mefarshim say. It's a little like him, a little like him. They say Rambam is a little like everybody. Will try to find Rambam two different ways momentarily. Ochal, this almost mamish is three more lines. Ochal pachos mishalosh beitzim of that mixture. The mixture was pretty intense. Had a high percentage of chalev. And if he ate all three kebeitzim, he would have had a kazayas chalev to get malchus. But he only ate two kebeitzim. Yes, it's only with the rain. Malchus with the rain. What kind of din is this? We'll see soon. V'chenem alohoye b'tarov asaz v'chelet fras. They had less than, even though it tasted like chalev, he ate the whole thing, the whole pot. The whole pot he ate. He had so much chalev. The whole, so much chalev, he had a whole pot. But the ratio was smaller than asaz v'chelet fras in a loka. Here, once again, we find what we call the ratio idea. They have a ratio. Remember? A ratio. Before we had the ratio idea within Rabbeinu Shimshon, within the opinion, within Min B'Mino. Now we have a ratio idea according to the Rambam, with Min B'Sheino Mino. That the ratio is critical. According to everybody else, but these two, because that's it's a calculator. How fast can you eat? If you eat faster than typical, then you ate faster than typical. You got Malchus. Who are the ratio people? Rabbeinu Shimshon and Min B'Mino. And the Rambam by Min B'Sheino Mino. Beferish against the Rabbeinu Shimshon by Min B'Sheino Mino, where he says if you eat fast, he says Beferish, eat fast, you will get malchus. That's the Rash, but Beferish, he's also said Beferish, but the Rambam is incorrect. Fine. Adkan. Now, what do Rambam hold? We know what the facts are. What do you pass it? Like Rashi, right? It's the Rabbana. Would he pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, or like let's say like the Rabbi better? That's the Raisa. So the Kesef Mishnah is Beferish on the spot. Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam says, quotes an Achlokas Tam Kikar, and he says as follows. Yes, it's a whole discussion. Someone knows this, da. And he says, what does the Rambam hold? It's just one line. Das Rabbeinu Karashi. Stop. Full stop. Rashi? The same as Rashi? No. Same as Rashi. According to Rashi, you'll never get Malchus. Get the Rabbanah. Rambam holds that you do get Malchus. So the answer is, if you have a Kezayis Mechilas Pras, and you ate the whole Pras, according to Rashi, it's bottle. According to Rambam, it's not bottle. Even though Tamkik is not the Raisa. Tamkik not the Raisa means that you don't say Het and Bachlios Isser, things of this nature. Maybe you would say if it's a smaller ratio, it's butel. All this is based upon Tam Kikulav Daraisa. But if you have a Kezayis Mechilas Pras ratio, then even though Tam Kik is not Daraisa, but it's a standoff in that kind of a case, in which case, if you had the whole three kebates and you had it within it, Kezayis Achel, you get Malchus. And that's not. This is the Shinas Rama called it a Kesef Mishnah. So far, so good? Kesef Mishnah. Good. So it's a new shita. It's a new shita. Tamkik is the Rabbana. But in some cases, you get Malchus. The way we understood Rashi, you according to Rashi, if it's all mixed in together completely, you would never get Malchus. Never. According to the Ran, we said Tamkik is the Rabbana. But if the Easter is there, nothing to do with Tamkik. It's not the Rabbit is right. So it's always considered to be, we'll call it in our language, a standoff. And according to the Rambam, if it's a small percentage, then it's bottle. If it's a percentage, it's fast, then it is a standoff. Adkan, these are all work with that. This is according to the Kesef Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah, and that goes Maimini, say, V'chein Pirishri. V'chein Pirishri. What does it say? Also ben Okanolov. Less than after his pras. If you had his pras, loke. The tam kiika Rabbeinu Tam holds is daraisa. So he learned the Rambam holds that tam kiika is daraisa. Like the re, not like Rabbeinu Tam, het the nebach liyos hissa. The re never heard of het the nebach liyos hissa. I think the old Yishlam was actually called the re. The Rashi calls quotes from the re. The Torah quotes from the re. So he holds. He holds that the Rambam but. Even though Tam Kik is Doraisa, according to the opinion of the Hagos Maimini and the Lecha Mishnah. And the Lecha Mishnah. So that's how they say Pshat in the Rambam. Okay? And if you have a ratio of Kazai to the Pras, and you have half of it, so it's only Chatashir Asam and Torah. If the ratio is even smaller than that, then it's taka bottle, no matter how much you eat, it's still bottle. Okay, so machlokes what the Rambam held in terms of Tanya, the Rambam of the Rabbah. Adkan Rabosa, we just chazed all the shittos. Chazed again briefly. Rabbi Natam, was Hetan Nebuch Yosiser, and there are five versions thereof. There's Rabbi Natam, there was the Rimi Olin's, Rabbi Nachman Cohen, the Rash, and Rashi. I'm not going to say one, but they all go with that mahalach. The Tam means Hetan Nebuch Yosiser. If not, according to the Rabbah and the majority opinion, so Tam Kinka means it's not Botel, but you don't have the Nebuchadnezzar's Iser either. So if you have, you eat a lot, you'll be Chayav the same as if it would be Be'er. If you eat a little, you'll be Asad the Raisa without Malkus, as the same as if it would be Be'er. That's the simplest, in effect, of all Shitas. The Ran holds like that Shita, if you will, but that's not Pshat and Tam Kinka. That's Pshat in how we resolve things we got mixed in together. What is Tam Kinka? When nothing is there, just a plate though, you remove the Yisr. Then is the Machlokes, and he holds the Rabbanan like Rashi. And the Rambam, again, two different interpretations of what the Rambam. We don't talk, we do argue. What did he hold? When he says Makas Maris, this is the Raisa the Rabbanan. Well, Diyukim, Bidrim, Bidrim, not Bidrim. I'm going to go into all these, the Ralbach, as I was taught. It says in the back, printed in the back of the Frankel, it says it's a rice in one case, a butter in the other case, back to back, Adka. So far, so good, we got the facts. Now, let's try to analyze it with a little bit of the lumdus to answer some of the questions and to try to resolve a few issues. Okay. So all these opinions are very nice, but what text do we have in Shas to prove or disprove them? Always so far relying on Tam Kinka, the Raisa the Rabbanan, and Tam of Lama Moshe with the Sugan Avodah Zarah, and that's it. But you know, Shas is big. There are other places in Shas we have to contend with. Okay? So, there are those who maintain that Rabbi Natam, as we understand it, doesn't exist. Chazanish tries to poo-poo as if Lama Tzinu Mir Rishonu would hold this way. What's one of his bases? A Gemara Masechta Chulin. The Gemara Masechta Chulin, Sadi Ches Amar Aleph. Let's open it up together. Sadi Ches Amar Aleph. Gemara says halfway down the page, Hu Palga the Zeza the Tarba, the Nafa B'Dikula the Bisra, Sova Mabra Avashi the Shiru Bit Plus and Paga the Zeza, Amle Avua, Amina Lacha Lo Tzal the Mishur the Rabban Avio, Rav Yochanan Chatzis Shir Osir Min Atar. Refer to Chazanish. What mean Chatzis Shir? It's a full shear. Kunda Benatam. Had the Nepach. Leos Isser. It's a full shear. Why is it a Chatzis Shir? Why is it called a Chatzis Shir? We know Chatzis Shir is less than Kazayis. It's much more than a Kazayis. That's his Kasha. That's a tremendous Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? So my answer, and I'm going to say this is so in five cases in a row. My answer is, according to the opinion of Rabbi Natam, as I understand it, I use the phrase, Tam ki ikur mamash. Look at the ikur, not in abstract, but look at it in its, all of its glory. If the ikur is a chatzi shir, the tam is given a status of chatzi shir. It's much more than a shir, I know that. But it's given a status of chatzi shir. That's how I understand how to answer the question of the Chazanish asked against the Rabbi Natam. Even though the quantity is much more than a kazayas.
The original quantity of Israel, you said.
No, it started with a kazayas. Excuse me. Started with a chatzizayas. Chatzizayas of chegetz mixed into 10 kazayasim of potatoes. Now you taste the chelim of the potatoes. According to Rabbi Natam, had the nebuch liyos yisr, fek the chazanish, why you call the chatzishir for the 10 kazayasim of yisr chelim? The answer is, yeah. There's 10 kazayasim of yisr chelim chatzishir. And it's given the status of Chatzis Yisr Min HaTorah without Malkus.
Nothing to do with proportions? I mean, it's a subjective.
Rabbeinu Tam himself does not go into proportion of chilas pras. No chilas pras. He's an all or nothing man. Kainer really. Okay, that's answer to one question. We try to bring other proofs to this so as well. Rabbeinu Chaim. How do you say Pshat Rabbeinu Chaim? Why should that be so? Why should this ratio make a difference? Why? We know that Kazaz Mechpas makes a difference if you're eating Be'en. So watch the clock. How fast am I eating? I have to finish my Kazaz in 2 minutes or 4 minutes or 6 minutes or 9 minutes, whatever the shiur that we Rabbanim have for Achilas Pras. It's purely a matter of Mishnah increases. What does it have to do with Tarovis? What does it do with anything? So we gave the following answer. Suggested that Chonda Ben Chaim, again, same yourself, Tam is ki ikar mamash. So if you have a kazaz with a chilas pras, so then what does that mean? That the ikar, if you will, has an intense chelev component, and as a result of that intense chelev component, the entire, all the potatoes, every single molecule of potatoes is nepach liosis. Same as the original ikar had within it, a lot of chelev within every segment of potatoes. But what happens in a case in which there's not so much chelev in the potatoes? Much less. Less than kazayas mechilas pras. So if you ate it straight, nothing would happen on the level of malchus, because you wouldn't get that far. So therefore, all 10 kazayas of potatoes are again given the status of what we might call in our language a chasishir, a lower level. And therefore, you don't say it's nepach lios iser of a kazayas, because there isn't a kazayas in the average Kedechilas Pras segment. So therefore, again here too, Rabbeinu Chaim holds Tam Ki Ikar Mamish, except with Rabbeinu Tam himself holds, as long as there is one Kazayis in the whole mix, that is an Ikar. I don't care what the ratio is. And therefore, every molecule of potatoes is Nepach Lios Isser. Rabbeinu Chaim says, no, Rabbeinu Tam, you got to take things in proportion. If it's such a small amount of Chalev in the potatoes, you cannot say that every malga became Isser, because in the original sample, if you will, there wasn't enough chalev to apply that principle as an Isser mamish. It was like a kind of a chatzishir. Just as the Gemara in Taf Tzadiches says chatzishir literally, we say at the Nebuchadnezzar's Isser of Isser chatzishir, quote the Menachayim, there was no kazaz mechilas pras, in effect it boils down to a kind of a chatzishir.
So with any food, you have to see how much I eat in the Achilas Pras, and then the kazayas of that would be the proportion. That amount would be a proportion. Would be the proportion that you need for it to be fully awesome.
I repeat, the facts are: Ben Chaim Cohen says it was the kazayas Achilas Pras is cool and nepach lios iser, and if less, not. It was read in the Rush at length. The question, of course, becomes: what is it all about? Why should that be so? So we explain now that the point of Menachayim, if the kazayas less than kazayas v'chel chilas pras, is, forgive the expression, takachatzis ayis. Where we answer the chazanish's kasha, it's tam ki gamamish. According to Menachayim, it could be a kazayas there, but it's spread out so thin, it boils down to a chatzis ayis. I'm saying it in a very dramatic way. It's not literally, but to make it, you know, to hear it better. Then you have the Ramban. The Ramban in Hilchos Chala, I think it was page Lamed Beis and the Dapi Har Ramban in Hilchos Chala and the Masechta Bechoros. That's an amazing din. You learned in the Sukkah here, they talk about Chala. Chala? Chala has to be made from the five grains, wheat is the primary grain, challah. You mix up wheat with rice. What happens then? Says the Ramban, if you have the shear challah, it's 43 kebetz. Is that what he says? Correct? Gematria challah? Right? 43.2, if you want to be accurate. Sirus Eifa. If you have that amount of wheat, and you mix it up with who knows how much rice, then every shear challah, even though the majority of it is rice, you have to mafresh challah. But if you started off with 40 kebetzim of wheat, less than a shear, then you mix it up with the same amount of rice, you put them in a challah. And all the areas start screaming. How can that be? The ratio is basically the same. What's the difference? If I have 43 mixed into 430, and if I have 40 mixed into 400, it's exactly the same ratio. In one case it's chayv, in one case it's potter. How do you explain it? Tam ki iker mamish. If you have less than 43, it's like a chatzi shiur in the singing chul tzadik es. Oh. Fine. So those are the three initial proofs to this fundamental yisod. But now we'll give yet another proof. That other proof, you have to open the Shulchan Aruch. Haven't opened it yet today. Simen Tzadik Ches, Siv Beis. Simen Tzadik Ches, Siv Beis. Towards the end, Siv Beis. What does it say? In this Are B'mino B'she'eno Mino V'nishba B'inyan She'en Yichol Namad Olav L'Sharo. No, the Sherubu Hetem, Nimino. Chabot earlier Paskin in the case of Nishbach, Lechumra. See that back soon. But in this case, when it's Mino more than Shenamino, Ro and the Shenamino Kileino, Vashar Mino Rabbalov and Mavatlo. This comes from a Rajman Torah's advice. The Shach starts screaming, Sorech I not going to be, you taste tarfus. What's going on over here? You taste tarfus. What is flying? You taste tarfus. How do we answer? Sure, you taste tarfus. You taste tarfus, just mutter. Because min b'minu is b'atla b'rof. Tam ki ikar mamish. That's how we answer the kasha. The shach says it's impossible. The mechaba is impossible. It's not impossible. That's the answer we gave. It's tam ki ikar mamish. I found it later. Chazanish is so much in the corner of the Mechaba and the Rashi, he says he doesn't say the Shach. What do you mean, Tom Kiger? It's Batal. He's the same Chazanish who slugged up the Rabbi Natan from Tzadik Ches. Why don't you hold my sfer over there? Too much of a chiddush. It has a whole shiur of a sad of a chazi shiur. That's too mechudash. But in the case where it's Batal Barov, we don't know about Batal Barov. So what's Takam Shah and the Shach? What's pshat in the shach? So, in order to say pshat in the shach, Rabbi Osai, I want to invoke the Nachlas David. You know, he lived after the shach, but I want to invoke him. The Nachlas David is his long shita tam kikur and psachim had the following himself. And you know, where in the world did Rabbi Natan get this wild chiddush that we started with today? Het the nepachli yosef. Where did he get it from? It's a wild chiddush. The psukim. How can you tell the psukim? A gilde midyan, one of the psukim. Well, you know that's treif after kash the pat. How you had the nebel yisis? How do you know? Where did he get it from? They got to be svara. What's the svara? Because you're not going to say that the nebel yisis time has to be mutter. You know why? Kol marav areich en min shavila. You have to have food. Time is an abstraction. Time is an abstraction. You're not having abstractions. The only way to say you get Malkus, he said the Raisa, on Tom, if you say that the entire original potatoes become trade, that's no abstraction. That's potatoes. You have an expression in America? I'm a meat and potatoes man? Yeah? Potatoes. So if you have some meat, gave some taste in the potatoes, and you pulled in, and the meat set to the side, you cook them together. A cholent. That's a good example. You have cholent, they put meat, they put potatoes. But they don't want the meat. They're the low cholesterol diet. There are people like that, you know. But they can't do that. Cholent. They only have the potatoes. But does it taste of meat, the potatoes? So the Nachlas David, who cares? It's an abstraction. I'm eating potatoes. I mean, the only way out is to say that the potatoes are also treif. So I mean, the time in effect was forced into this conclusion. But this concept. Who's the one? What exactly against him? The Reibach. That's exactly the Chiddush HaTorah, you're chayav an abstraction. Chechitam. That's exactly it. But Rabbeinu Tam didn't go that way. He went the other way. Het the nepach lios iser. Het the nepach lios iser. That it seems to me that that's what the Shach will answer. Shach will answer that this concept that the het the nepach lios iser, if that concept works, so then you don't say Pitl Barov. Pitl Barov is if it's the Easter on the original. If the Easter is on the original will be Pitl Barov. It's not the original. Thomas is floating in the air. Only way to get it to be had to that by the Easter, that circumvents Pitl. That's why I want to say Pshat in the Shach, to defend the Shach, which fits with what I call before the Nachas Dovet. It fits in very, very nice. Fine. This is fine. And now our final iteration of this episode of Tam Kiko Mamish comes in the other Shach. What Shach? Shachs of Kotten Vov. He guess he can't believe what the Ramah said. The Ramah writes, and you min bemino as ninabas or shmo. My shava min bemino, lo as ninabas a taima, mushava lo. And the Shach goes wild. So Kotten Vov, how can that be? All the Gemaras about Shema, I'm talking about Yaya Nesech, other Mashu's, and this kind. Okay. So Mashu, the Makra Bishma, but not Shalolish, Bimino Bishma. But Tam Kiker, of course, that depends upon the taste. The Shema should be completely irrelevant in both directions. You think the Ramah is wrong in both directions? How do you explain this? It's a Taka Pella, the Ramah. How do you explain the Ramah? So you have to explain the Ramah. Again, the Chavazaz is an explanation. I'm talking about that Pasha is not correct with the Mechaz Baruch. There's no Lachon Mishvesina about this Nakuda. I'll give you my shot. Starts off with an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, how do you know that Min B'mino is Batal B'rov? So throughout, you see on the side, Achiram Lahat. So we like that Pasuk. It's a great Pasuk. As Aruch HaShulchan, doesn't work for Lach B'lach, because it only starts with a Bezdin, and a Bezdin is people, is quote, Yavish B'Yavish, I guess there's quotation marks, Yavish B'Yavish, so we can't, the Mela, listen carefully now, what is the source? The source is Dama Parva Dama Soir. Menachos Chafal from the Beis, the Gemara says, Dama Parva Dama Soir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nibimino is never but, according to Rabbana, no, Fakert. The fact that the Torah said it by Korbanos, by Oldos, by Chata, by Korbanos, indicates to the opposite, that otherwise, Min B'mino is Batal Barov. So if the source is Min B'mino is Batal Barov, that comes from the implication of Dama Parva Dama Sar, that it only applies to Kochim and not to Chulin. Okay? So therefore, it's Xeris HaKosuf. Min B'mino B'shma. Dama Par Dam Sar, right? Same thing as Dam. Is Batal Barov. Batal Barov. Are you tasting? Sure you taste it. You taste the sandwich, it's Batal Barov. Exactly the same way as we argued with the Shach in Sivkot and Ches, we argued with Sivkot and Vav. You have to first demonstrate as in a Batal Barov, and I think that it's better if it's coming from Dama Par Dama Sar, as opposed to Achir Rav, as we'll see in a moment. So that's, again, the fifth time we invoked Tam Kikam Mamash. The Mord Tzadiches, to answer the Chazan Shkasha, against Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim, why the two didn't. It's all based on the same episode, Tam Kikam Mamash. Right? The Ramban, Shir Chala. Then we have the Rashi and the Mechaber, end of Siv Beis. Okay, it's a Min B'mino Shein Amino. And finally, the Ramah, that in this case of is Batal Barov Bishma, so we say, even though you taste it, doesn't matter, you taste it, which is Batal. But we left that one Nakuda once we're on the path to go to the Ramah. What about the other case? Ramah says, if it's Min B'she'en Amino Bishma, okay, so there's no Bittul, no Xeris HaKosuf of Dama Par Dama Sar. He says it's Issa Daraisa, even though you don't taste it. How do you explain that one? You don't taste it. You don't taste it. How can it be also with the Raisa? So there I explained to you based on the Gemara of Rowan, Mishnah Gemara, which is found here in the Sefer Chulin. It also comes in Menachos Avchav Beis. But since we don't have Menachos in front of us, we do have Chulim in front of us. The Gemara is over here in the Tanan Hossam, and Av Pezayim and Beis. It's a Mishnah Zvachim, I believe. Dam Shedesar B'mayim, Yeshua Maris Dam, Kosh Shedesar B'yayim. Rowan also, Kilu Mayim. Rowan also, Rowan, you imagine, just imagine. You imagine that this as if the wine were water. Because that's the only way to calculate it, there's no other way, because it's the same color. So to over here, you have a mim b'shele mina b'shma. There's no, because there's a cause, now part of that Masara, to be vatlit, midoraisa. What do you do though? You can't taste it. Because it's mim b'mina b'tama. You know what you do? Rowan. That's my point. At Kan Rav Osai, the Chazara on this Nekuda. What are we saying here? Fundamentally, one yourself, Tam Ki Iker Mamsh. Okay. We had another important Nekuda, a fundamental dispute between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid. Exactly what is Tam Ki Iker? Rabbeinu Tam said because of the Nachas David Svara, it's floating in the air, so this is floating, so we have to, you can't ask something that's floating. So you're compelled to say, Head the Nebuch Liosis. And the Ravid is the opposite. That exactly is the Xeris Akasav, as we saw in the Rashi quote from the Ravid, that the Chech Yitam, if you taste it, that exactly is the Chiddush HaTorah. That there could be a Keiser of Tam, even though it's an abstraction. That's exactly the point. So that's the fundamental dispute between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid. Fine. Fine. So now, any questions? We chazed two units. First, we chazed all the shittas, and then we chazed the various kashas. And I gave you my whole yisod of Tam Ki Iker Mamish, and then I added the Nachas David yisod that the reason Rabbeinu Tam said that had to never be easy because he had no choice because it's just an abstraction. And I adding that the Ravid knows it's exactly the Chiddush HaTorah. Abstraction could be also with the rice. Yeah.
Do
we
feel comfortable using
Tom
Kiramish to
put my soul
in the
Machaber
and to base against
the Shach? Oh, very interesting. I don't pass in that. So far this year, I have not advocated any position. I'm a judge, not a lawyer. Next week, I'll try to put on my lawyer's hat when it comes to mice. So far, this is just, these things don't really come up every day. I tell you, it's a joyride. All right, we're going to have a title to just have a little bit of joy at the beginning of the year. Now it's getting to this. So next week is much more nitty gritty. But you remind me of what I wanted to show you what Rabbi Kiveya said. Thank you so much. The Shach at the beginning of Sifkon Vav, read together. Hatam, Kosar Rabbeinu Tam, Chala Poskin, Nom, the Rishitoso, the Kaimel, and the Tam Kiger, Yisum, the Rice, the Mishanabino. The Kiv, and Shinos, and the Yisum, Tam Beheter, Nefach, Aheta, Leos, Kulu, Yisum, also Kulu, the Rice, says Rabbi Kiveya. Who's Fas Yeser? Who is it? I told you, this has to be a typo, I think, no? Emes Adas Rabbi Natam? How can it be Rabbi Natam? No one looked it up? Am I making a mistake? We know the Ri is now. Now I was Megal the soda the Ri is. The Ri is, the way I read the Vyoji Shloma, the way the Rashba quotes the name of the Rashba quotes, but the Rabbi says the name of the Ri, same thing. What I call the Napcha. Imkazais, Mu'ur, Biyos, Me'abor, Beitzim, Lo Aminon. To head the Nebuch Liyosim. Now, that's Rabbeinu Chaim. Ri says, in my opinion, you never said Nebuch Liyosim. I'm so upset. Whatever, something mixed up over here, whatever it may be. El de Mikomakom, Kema de Magishim, Tamo de Yisr, on his battle Yisr, also Lechem in a Torah, Tabi Ochel Chatzishir Yisr, Uv Mishra Masavu de Raisa, Uleze Dina de Nebuch, and Shaykhaz of Kahuni's Nebuch. Who needs Nepach? Who needs Nepach? Without Nepach, it's the same thing. A great kasha from Kiveger. I thought, oh, he said it's Miyushim a little bit. The whole word Nachas David is, if you don't say Nepach, it's just an abstraction. So you have to say Nepach. It's one extreme or the other. That's what the opinion of Tosis is. Now, of course, there is a Ravid. The Ravid exists. Not saying the Ravid doesn't exist. The Ravid says exactly that exactly wrong. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Tam Kikar. But in terms of the other Bali Atosis, they said they were going with this Yisod. There has to be Nepach. If it wouldn't be Nepach, it would be an abstraction, and therefore it wouldn't be a Taka Darais. That's a partial answer to Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. What the Rashi, why the Shach throw in the Sfas Yeser. And the Shach is the Shittosa. That's the whole part of the Shach. The whole part of the Shach is, as we said before, it's a separate Isser of Tam Kikar. Why? Because Het the Nepach Leos Isser. Right, that's the whole word. Has to be that way. Has to be that way. Otherwise, it's an abstraction. So this wasn't such a sfas yeser. The Shach had to throw in nepach et alios kulam yeser, because otherwise the alternative would be the rabbanon. Quote to the lumbness of the nachas dovin. So it's a partial answer to the kivegas kashi of the Shach based on nachas dovin. Okay, that's what I wanted to suggest. Thank you for reminding me, Jake. Any questions? There's only one more thing I want to discuss briefly, not in such great length, and that's the Tosfos that we saw on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, where there's a fascinating question that's follows. It's the inside. Tosfos Kuf Yud Beis. Okay. The last line of Kufi Beis and Beis. Hatmeim, Rava says, Hatmeim, less are tziron verot from the Kippur Shalem. Tosis is a drasha gemura. Frektosis, you need a word Hatmeim. We already know this. Tam ki ikar. V'yesh lomar, the ikar drasha, here, our drasha, who is with ela le tziron. Tziron. When it comes to rotfun, you don't need this pasuk. You already have what? Tam ki ikar. When you take the meat, you put it into soup, that's tam ki ikar. But siran, what's siran mean? You don't cook anything, something just comes out. You didn't cook the whole thing. There, what's it then? Based upon hatmeim. So says Tosfos of Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. What does that mean? What does that mean? What if you don't hold from Tam Ki Ikar? What if you don't hold from Tam Ki Ikar? Get a pressure from Tosfos. You're left with nothing. No Tam Ki Ikar. Then, Misvara, everything is mutter. Only eat the tarfas itself. If you're eating anything else but the tarfas itself proper, it would not be an Issa D'oraisa. Pasha Pshat and Tosfos, even what we call in our language, Ben. We still not need to do rice. Tam ki ikar is necessary for everything. How can that be? What's the logic behind this? So if we mentioned that the Mefarshim point out is the Tosfos in Pesachim that says that the Zeya Bialma is, you don't say Tam ki ikar. We ask the Kasha, how can it be? You take an orange and you cook it in soup. So Tam ki ikar is the rice. You squeeze out the orange, it's a much stronger taste. We gave examples of what we used to orange juice versus orange drink. Those who remember. And that, how can it be the orange juice is not the rice and the orange drink is the rice because you cooked the orange in it? How can that be? And so we try to give an answer which we saw in based on the Rosh in Masechta Brachos. And Hilchos Brachos is a distinction, and I told you the Stipler talks about it in Pesachim, that if you take the whole thing and cook it in soup, make soup out of it, then the entire soup, how should we say, is given the status of the original. But if you squeeze something out, so you didn't take the whole thing, you just took a piece of it out. That's called Zeyav Yalma, except for grapes. I don't get involved in the whole grapes, sharp, yayin. Obviously, this Chazar would have to add so many things, but just try to talk about the main points. So that's the Pashup Shot over here as well. Comes out according to this Tosfos, if you don't from Tam Ki Ikar, then if it's not the Ikar Mamish, it'll be Mutta B'Doras. Tosfos happens to pass the Tam Ki Ikar, so they're in good shape. But okay. Who disagrees? Most other Rishonim disagree with this. I brought the Ritva with me because it's the thinnest volume, it's easier to carry. The Rashba is thicker, and the Rashba is also a bit more ambiguous. But the Ritva is quite clear. The Ritva says over here on that same daf, Kufiyud Beis and Beis as follows. He writes like this. Listen carefully. He says, Anan, I hold. Tamki like Rashi. Tamki is it's not the Raisa. But here, Braisa Divri Hakolhi. Everyone agrees to this Braisa. How you know, because Rava quotes it, Rava Tamki is not the Raisa. That's his Dirk and Rava. Right? He's Dokhra, a guy from Bosa Bechalov. Again, I can't go into that right now. They never brought a riot from this Shemok of this Braisa, the Tamki Iker. Not in Psochim, not anywhere else. Why? I read the words out carefully. Shem shekol shatam omed mi'at bi'atzmo shelo nivla l'chule alma osur. Everyone agrees that what comes out, we'll call it be'en, is osur. Well, nechleku b'shemokam alzeh l'kshem nivla hatam b'davar acher like mishras, yuliakum, basa b'cholav, sarchatas, v'zeh borur. So according to the Ritva, it's clear as day that whatever comes out of a of another unit of tarfas, and it's not mixed into anything else, it's not mixed into the potatoes, just standing in an empty pot, that'd be the rice of the cholad against Tosis. The rice of the cholad, there's nothing to do with Tam Kikar. Nothing to do with Tam Kikar. What's Tam Kikar? If something is nivla, and then what? And then what? Stops right here. Implying that once it's nivla, if you don't hold it from Tam Kikar, it's mutter. Stop, full stop. No explanation is needed. When the Rashba says this here, as you know what? If it's nivla, it's butl barov. It's butl barov. And he agrees with the Ritva that here everyone agrees, kol shatam over v'atzmo, it's for sure awesome. But when it is nivla, why is it mutter? The Ritva says that nivla itself is not to be matter. The Rashba in most places seems to say it's based upon bitl barov. It has many ramifications, but again, I don't want to say more than that right now. Ad kan this idea. Fine? This idea. Just add one more little twist. When the Ravid is the one who had this famous yisod, that if it's nika, the cheikh taste it, so then it's awesome with the rice. So some of the mefarshim say, well, this is no different than nika is with your eyes. Who cares if you can discern it with your eyes or discern it with your palate? All your senses, right? There's a sense of sight, there's a sense of taste. Exactly the same thing. That's how traditionally this Raven was understood. Some actually ask Akasha, if that's the case, who needs a Pasuk? What do you need a Pasuk for? If it's Nika with your eyes, you don't need a Pasuk. Oh, why is this attached to what you said now? The Beis HaLevi says, no, as Tosus says over here, the pasuk you need to ask the be'en. I repeat, as Tosa said, the Ritva said, you don't need the pasuk to ask the be'en. You need the pasuk over here to ask the be'en. Once it's also be'en, then you know taka b'svaras like nikarisa. That's how you want the same shot in that rival. Okay, that's what he said. However, if you hold not like Tosas, like what they call Rashi or the Rashba or the Ritva, make the following suggestion. You could say that the Chiddush is, as I said to you before, if not for the Pasuk, you would say that even though you can taste it, ain't no mamish, kol ma'avarech, ain't no mishum me'ila. And that being said, we can suggest that the word nika should not be taken literally. When the rabbi said you taste it, he didn't mean it's like you see it with your eyes, you taste it with your palate. And there are a number of proofs. This is the thesis primarily of the Megillah Sefer, of course, part of from others, but he's the one who elaborates the most on this Nakuda. He says, number one, E'ef shalaf frido. You can't separate one from the other. The whole part of nika is pull it out. Right? Pull it out. We'll see that next week. Rashba, Rambam, the Chema. Well, not for now. That's number one. Therefore, Nosen Tam Nefgami says, why should I be mutter? You can taste it. Who cares? It makes it a little bit less positive than before. It's not inedible. Then there's a balamor. Says a tam chodosh. It converts A plus B yield C. You don't taste the original A. It's mutter. Why? You still can notice when B turns to C, you know that A has a hand in it. And there's this tour about kiyuah bialma. What does that mean? You still taste it. So to answer all these questions, Megillah says it's a new chiddush. This chiddush is what the ravid means. If you can taste it, it is choshuv. It is choshuv. And therefore, all kinds of dinim can emerge from that. Mr. Fgam is not choshuv. A different taste, it's not choshuv. Kiyua is not choshuv. Right? The fact that whether you can separate or not is not the main point over here. And even the fact that, this is already next week's Chazara maybe, about the Kfeil idea. It doesn't depend upon the Kfeil, it depends upon the average person. Even though the Kfeil can taste it, it's still mutter for him, but it's not choshuv enough. That's all I want to say. With this, I complete my Chazara. I was aiming to finish by 12 o'clock, and I did. So, I'd like to talk on Chumash a little bit on Thursdays, and I told you on Thursday there's going to be one of three choices. No Shir, Chazara, or Chumash. But I should say, and or Chumash. Because Chumash is very important. I'll talk a little bit about Parsha Shavua. Now we spend our time studying Torah HaKadosha, and we read, I'd like to focus on something which you all know already, which is, we already heard it three times, including this morning. Lo sasa yamun asmo. Lo sasa yamun asmo. What does that mean? So when it comes to these things, I'd like to show you, the screen was not put on even once today. With the Chazara, I don't want to, but now that we're talking about Chumash, I want to show you something in the Sefer HaChinuch, this week's parsha. Parsha Shoftim. Shmoa b'kol bez nagodol. V'lasat kol ma'a sheyitzavu osan v'dachi ha-toro v'isu v'osar v'mutu v'tomei v'toro v'chai v'poto. V'chol dova sheyirolam v'shu chizik v'tikun b'doseinu. Oh, the last line is very, very, ooh, what does that mean? What did that last line mean? Woo. Ooh. See you soon. Watch. So you go to Bez Nagadol. Achshav Rav Noseinu, we don't have a Bez Nagadol. So what do you do? We don't know what to do. Chumran Daraisa, Kul Darabonon. We just learned about this a few minutes ago. Tam Yuz Daraisa, Tam Yuz Darabonon. Fine. Okay, let's go to the next one. We'll see what that meant. Mishra Rosh Yemitz. That's my main point for this brief shmooze.
Shuadon kolachochmos, hishnim toras enu toras emes, ma mitzvah zos, shetivonu lisnag bo al pia perish amiti, and makubu lachachamen rakadmonim alea mashalom. So far, Bez Nagol. Now, here's the amazing chiddush. Uvachol dor vador, gamkein. Every generation, shenishma lachachamim and emtsom, shekibu devrem, vishosu mayim isifreim. You have to do it. Some of you must swallow. even if you think they're mistaken. Doesn't matter. How can it be? They made a mistake. Doesn't matter. Look what he says. Amazing. It's almost, this line is an amazing line. Look what he says. V'tov lizbol tos echod v'yuakol misurim tachas datam atov tomit v'lo sheyase kol echod v'yechod kefidato shebeze yechur man adas v'chilik lev ha'am v'hefse numa legamri. Wow. Even your minshu snow, you think you made a mistake, it's still better that the Klal Yisrael should follow Sanhedrin HaGedolah Bez Nagodah, even if they make an occasional error. Otherwise it's Hefkeris. What is Hefkeris? Hefkeris? Hefkeris. Wow. Wow. And that's why you have to follow the majority. Otherwise you're a Mazok and Mamre. Tells you an Agodah. Famous Agodah. Tana Shalach Noi. Nitzchuni Bonai. Cholila Lios Nitzal Nefanav Baruch Hu. What's Pshat? The Machlokos Rabbi Lezer with Hachamim. Rabbi Lezer was telling the truth. As the Baskol said, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They didn't understand him. They didn't admit to him, even if they're the Baskol. And he found Chiram Lahatos. What does it mean? Ben Yomo Emes, or Afilu Toim. What does Toim? Toim means that the Rabbanu Shlom left to his own devices, Kivayachal would have preferred to follow Rabbi Lezer. But if you're going to follow the minority view all the time, if you have Keres, someone's going to follow his own minority. The Rebbeinu built into the system of Torah that you have Eilev, 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 Kim Chayim, and you follow the majority, even though Hashem is Baruch, Kim Yachon, the Tzchune, would have preferred you follow the minority. As I state. Amazing thing. The Tzchune Banai. You're coming from the Torah as well. You follow the Rov. Oh. Ke'ilu Balei Masnitz is not really. That's what he says. Now watch. Not finished yet. For no heges mitzvazuli and zogem mamim bezman abayis. Watch this now. The next amazing chiddush. Well, inyan achiyuv oleinu l'shmoa l'divrei chachamenu akadmonim v'gdoleinu v'chokmas ator v'shofteinu shibidoreinu no heges. Where in heaven's name does this come from? Where in heaven's name does this come from? You in shul this morning? Yeah? Said the Kamta of Elisa the Moko? What was that to today? You know, no one's going to the Moko. What's happening? What's it talking about? It's not my kasha. Of course, not my kasha. Where do you get it from? Let's see. Where is it? Yeah. Uh-oh. Watch. Count of Elisa. Rabbi Machaba Kosov Khan, here it is, Mechinuch. The Vacha Mitzvah Gamke Hishmo, Velasa Bechozeb, Mrs. Ashova, the Chokam Agoral, over there, Reino Shamel, La Atas, that's Lashon Mechinuch. La Atas Agdolo Shibidore, Bidoro, Minaya Lose, Shani Bezna Goro, Shakfora Shimisper, Chove Valem, Koleo, Velem of Tikha Torah. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it? We must have found it somewhere, a source. Where do you get it from? We don't know where we got it from. You don't know? Back to the chinuch. Look at this. For over alzev eino shemeh, what's the next word? La'atzas ha'gedolon shebedorach ha'vatok. Not just the psak. Even their eitzes. What do you mean? They tell you to buy a stock? That doesn't mean a stock. No, chas v'sholom. People go to rabbis, don't come to me and ask about stocks. I'm not going to be any advice about stocks. It means their eitzes in divrei Torah. What some people call today public policy. Dirty word. It's halachic policy. You have to listen to the Don Shabadar and the Eitzis. You don't listen to Ansha Gola Me'od. Shazel Ha'amar HaChazok Shatorah Nishanisbo. You Yadua Hadav L'chol Mishyesh Bo Das. That's a prerequisite. You have Das. Das. It's interesting. It's fascinating. You know, he uses the word Amud. Amud Achal Shetor Neshen Esbo. So, how do you pass the chalice? When they had a Sanhedrin, everything was resolved in a short order. They didn't know what to do. He can't do the best. 71 people. Majority wasn't done. Majority can change, okay? But majority of every generation. What do you do today? We don't have that anymore. So you have to listen to the Donash and Bedar. What does that mean? My understanding of this is as follows. You can't go with, you know, majorities anymore today. How do we know who Gedolim really are? But assuming that we have some idea of at least a threshold of what a Gedolim has to be, we saw, you said before, what did we say the Lashon before? Yogu Kamei Leilos V'yamim. As Rav Moshe writes in his introduction to Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph in Aruch Chaim, you have to have worked very hard, you have to know the sources, and you have to have Yerushim Mayim and Kovad Rosh. Not so easy to be included in that category. If you're in that category, so you're what we call entitled to an opinion. And if you have Talmidim, they're entitled to follow your opinion. Remember, Rabbi Lezer de Mila, what's it all about? Rabbi Lezer, the same Rabbi Lezer that we spoke about before with the Tana Shel Achnoi. There, the Bezin met and outvoted him. But the other case, Rabbi Lezer de Mila, is Michal Shabbos to chop wood, to make a knife, to make a fire, to make a knife on Shabbos, which reads Kriyat Chil Shabbos. So the people who fell in his town, they were rewarded. The Romans, Asad Mila, in every town in Israel except for his town, before Shigmar and Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer de Mila. So same thing Bizman said, you can follow your Rav. As Fakert, Chazan Shabbos, Asel Lecharav. You should find yourself a Rav and follow him. But there's such a concept sometimes as different kinds of amudim. I don't have time to start searching on the screen. Look it up yourself. We spent a lot of time learning Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is written by Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo wrote introductions to Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. And at the end of his introduction to Beis Yosef, he has like this. There's so many Gedolim, Chachamim, but what are we going to do? We can't get together anymore. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Yad HaChazaka, we can't get together for various technical reasons. Maybe today we call it more political reasons, whatever, we just can't get together. So nothing is binding except what was in the Gemara. The Gemara was, they got together and they passed it for all generations. Since then, what do you do? He writes to Beis Yosef, well, you know what? There were three Amudim Gedolim. Yeah? He said the words, Amudim, Amar HaChazaka. That Torah Neshenes Bo, he used the Lashon, Sheklal Yisrael, Beis, Shekol, no, Shekol Beis Yisrael, Nishan Aleim. Three big pillars. What pillars? You know, architect pillars? Yeah, you know what the pillars are? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. So the Rabbi Yosef Karo, I'm going to follow the majority of these three, whenever possible. Three pillars. Asher Beis Yisrael, Nishan Aleim. Something quite remarkable. That In a certain sense, Beis Yisrael decides the halacha. Was a populist movement over here? Well, it goes in stages. It was what we call it representative theocracy, if you will. That Klal Yisrael, that the Beis Yisrael chooses the amudim upon whom we rely. Yosef Karo, given his grasp of the sweep of history, assumed that the three most important pillars until his time, post-Talmudically, were Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. And he followed those three pillars, two out of three. Famously, the Rambam said, wait a minute, Marina Yosef Karo, you packed the court with Sfardim. So he took out the Rif and put in Tosfos. So, you know, it was tumbling with them, picking a new Supreme Court justice at 5-4 here, 5-4 there. You know, 2-1 here, 2-1 there. Because who are the Amudim? So everyone has different Amudim. You can have one over two. You don't need two out of three. Yeah, but people follow the Vilna Gaon. We call the Vilna Gaon mix. Whatever the Vilna Gaon said, that's it. The Gaon's a towering personality. But in Vilna, they didn't follow the Vilna Gaon. I'm telling you, it's a fact. They didn't follow the Vilna Gaon. The other Gedolim, the Ramah, the Mechaber, the Shachan, the Taz, they didn't follow what the Vilna Gaon said. But if you follow the Vilna Gaon, Kap the Shemayim, they'll say, what'd you do over here? He made his bracha, the bracha levatola, says the Shulchan Aruch. I followed the Vilna Gaon. Free pass. Free pass. I followed the Vilna Gaon. Are you kidding? What happened? He found some lesser light. So Rabbi said, you can make a bracha, I don't want to go into any details. The Alech HaKim and Bernice. Some new stuff. So I followed Rabbi X. So I said it many times, I'll say it again. If you can come to Shemayim after 120 and say, I thought Rabbi X was the Vilna Gaon of our time. Because the answer to the Minchas Chinuch question, where do you get it from? So the bottom of the beautiful Minchas Chinuch they have, they say, the guy said to me, Yiftach Bedorah Kishmul Bedorah. Rashi calls him the Chumash, the sixth Parsha. Chumash and Rashi, guys. Yiftach Bedorah Kishmul Bedorah. So if you think that your rabbi is of such a high stature, even if it's not the Vilna Gaon, but he's a God of the Torah according to the definition we just said, and you follow him, so you follow him, I say the Rav. But if you know in your heart of hearts that this rabbi has not reached that level, why are you following him? The religion of convenience, because you want to follow him. Maybe it's agenda driven or convenience driven. Maybe the rabbi himself has some wants to fit in with the zeitgeist or who. I don't want to go into details right now. And you know in your heart that it's true. You can't hide behind the fact that you follow this one rabbi. Can they really? We should all be zoche. This all should become moot. We'll quickly have the binyan beis hamikdash v'kamt alis v'alamokom b'mehirah v'yameinu on Shabbos.